Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money, and joining me this evening is yet another plethora of intelligently good-looking nerds, as well as one that is a non-nerd and better-looking than all of us, and probably much smarter as well. Joining me to my right... Yeah, that's who it is.
Non-nerd.
We're all nerds.
The young lady sews her own clothes.
Yeah, that is. See, that makes her a seamstress nerd. So yeah. Anyway, the one and only Lindsay from Night Darting Cosplay on Instagram. Ooh, you can follow her there. She's here. She's going to talk about her.
So, she's so nerdy. S-E-W. Yeah. You're welcome, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
No one seems to be heeding my warning about the microphone, but that's okay.
I'm listening.
You're listening, except you.
Just trying to enunciate.
It's crazy. Also joining us to the right is our one and only punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado who actually did his due diligence this past week. Gannon is in the house tonight as well. He's actually watched a horror film. Fantastic. I can't wait to hear about it.
I watch them all the time, actually.
Oh, do you?
All right.
Well, you should report on them.
They're just usually never new ones.
Yeah, you should report on them. Let me know. And then to his right is a gentleman who also attended Kauai Con and is a
Bartender.
Slash comic book artist, slash comic book writer.
Slash
collector.
He is the creator of the Kukui Project, Hard Candy Aftermath, and of course the one, my favorite is Disco Thunder Groovebone, is the one and only Todd Bernardi in the house tonight. Also joining us tonight is Format, our gaming guru in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. And then, of course, to our right is the man who has still yet to rule Hyrule. The comic book chairman himself, the chairman of the comic book board, Alik, is in the house. Now, Facebook Live, I hope, if you're listening, I hope you guys are appreciating the new audio. I went through quite a few pains to get this together and get the right equipment for it. So, I'm... Listen, there is something...
You delegated.
Yeah. There's something called kayfabe in the wrestling business where we don't.
Right.
We want to. You don't want to give away the secrets too much. I hope you guys enjoy the new audio. We're going to be doing this from now on and make us sound a little more professional. We're not yelling at you anymore, so you guys can hear all of the wonderful goings on here on the Nerd Watch podcast. Anywho. Also behind the mic, Swan is here as well. I'm so excited he's here. There's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. So we'll get right to it very shortly here. But first, I wanted to let you guys know that you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Patreon and donate to the cause at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch as well. And last but not least, YouTube. I've been uploading all new videos of us here at the shop every single week. It is YouTube, and just look for Nerd Watch Nation. What's that? What? Check us out on YouTube as well. Please subscribe to us. Please like the page. You guys can subscribe to the podcast itself on iTunes and on Audio Boom. Audio Boom, by the way, is a fantastic what I like to call an aggregate for podcasts. So check them out. It's good stuff.
It's a fantastic. What was it again?
Aggregate. So the word I was looking for. Thank you guys for joining us here at the Facebook Live feed and on YouTube and everywhere else you guys are listening to us. We thank you guys so much. Now, I just wanted you guys to know as well that we are fan-supported. So I haven't monetized anything on YouTube or nothing. Everything has gone through Patreon. It's you guys that keep us alive. So just remember that. We really appreciate your assistance and your help. If you guys enjoy the podcast, let us know at patreon.com/NerdWatch.
Mm-hmm. Just want to say thank you to Silent Sean for donating one lunge.
He donated a lunge?
Yep. Yes, he did. Thank you.
I was going to say, if he donated a lung, that would have been better. I thought he said no. Okay, that's what I thought you said.
So we can buy a splitter?
Yeah.
So I also wanted to say that we're also on 88.5 FM KAKU every Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Who said that?
Swan.
Oh, Swan? Why
would you know? With all these forums that we're on, you'd think we'd have a huge
fan. You'd think we'd be more famous. Yeah.
Hey, we're not. Sean, could you donate a kidney or a part of your liver?
That would be good, too.
We're going to need one of those.
By the way, Gannon, he doesn't know it yet, but he's learning about it now. We are going to be doing the May 5th premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 at the Maui Mall Megaplex. But not only that,
I kind of feel like we might have talked about this two or three pods ago.
We are doing the marathon.
We're doing the marathon?
Yep.
Again, I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Oh, we did?
Pods ago.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go listen to our pods.
All right.
I need 4 months to train for the
After
marathon.
We do them here, I don't listen to them. No, I'm just kidding.
I need about 16 kidding. Weeks for a marathon.
So basically, nerd watchers,
right.
Come check out the the double feature showing of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. So he's going to be putting up the event page pretty soon, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
Apparently.
Yeah. See? Something you didn't know.
Did you see the double feature where it's going to be Guardians 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Get to pause this game for that.
So far.
It's actually legit.
It's the only thing I would pause the game
it's
for.
It's actually legit a good deal because I think it's only $20 for the two tickets. So basically, it's also 3D, so it actually is, I think, almost half the price.
Yeah, so please, by all means, why don't you guys join us for that?
Sometimes buy the ticket to the second one? Because I don't want to
see, that's the thing, is that sometimes what happens is that a lot of people do that, and they miss out on the wonderfulness that is going to be the marathon, which is happening. Alika doesn't know yet, but there's going to be prizes to give away, comic books as well.
I'm just going to raid my store before you hit the mall. Yeah.
So check us out May 5th. We'll get all the times down for you there soon. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy Marathon happening at the Maui Mall Megaplex as of right now. So if anything changes, we will let you know. Before we get started on the huge news this week, huge, of course, we're talking about the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer. We're talking about the Deadpool announcement. We're talking about all kinds of other great stuff. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But that's coming
all
up very shortly.
Two of those things.
But first, no, there's a couple more things. But first, we want to get to Alika, the chairman of the comic book board, the man who sells comics and collectibles here.
And
he was wheeling and dealing just a few minutes ago here at 333 Derry Road in Kahului. Would the right word be shyster? No.
What?
I mean...
Who the... What?
No.
What?
I wish I would
pay attention more to what you were saying.
What I meant to say was, you're good at your craft. So,
I don't think you know what shyster means.
The wheeling... No, I do. I was just testing if he was listening.
Shyster, and I was like, pretty sure that's German.
You're good at wheeling and dealing.
Nothing goes good when G starts speaking German.
Yeah. You're good
German?
No, I'm not German.
He admires the German.
He's a good wheeler and dealer here.
Those plates in your closet.
333 Derry Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. And every single Tuesday, it is 20% off Tuesday here. And then he has got the cojones enough that the next day, he raises all his prices back up to full, and he brings out new comic books on that day. That's pretty awesome. And you can cash him outside, whatever that means.
You knew what that meant. I didn't even say that part. You knew it.
Yeah, I guess I did.
She's
famous. So 333.
She deserves every dime.
Of course she does. She's great. 333 Derry Road in Kahului. Let's find out what's happening this week in the world of comics on brand new Comic Book Wednesday at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
First, I want to shout out Kerwin just joined us. Kerwin Iwahori.
Who's Kerwin Iwahori?
He's one of the first dollar bills in our wall. And
Yay.
A major supporter of the store. So
dollar bill, yeah.
Without him, we wouldn't have half the stuff we have in here.
Hey, Kerwin, can you be our first dollar bill on the Patreon page?
You already got a dollar.
That's true. I do.
Be our second dollar bill?
Yeah. by the way, Facebook Live, as we move forward here and you guys are paying attention and listening, let Format know, because he's monitoring the comments. Let him know how the audio is. If the audio is okay for you guys, let me know, because we're trying some new audio here. So
can you guys hear the phone slapping
you guys,
the table?
Yeah.
We spent $2 improving the audio,
Once again, there's things that need to be behind the scenes.
Well,
anyway.
It was five.
Right.
Anyway, new Comic Book Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Go
alphabetical
right
order, like always.
Yes.
Because I'm lazy.
Did Todd circle it?
No. I underlined it.
Oh, so this is
an actual Comic Book Wednesday, then.
Nice. All-Star Batman number 9.
Boo.
Aquaman 21. Don't boo that.
I was going to say, Batman, you booed
21,
Batman? Wow.
Batman number 21, The Button.
Ooh. Hey, is that... Wait. That's the one where he's the Watchman button?
With the Watchman button.
That's the one that Todd didn't know about.
That's the one... No. It's like a bean. It's a magic bean. He buries it. He goes and meets a giant.
I'm going to talk over you, Black Hammer number 8. America Steve Rogers number 16.
Nice.
Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye number 7. She's actually pretty popular.
That's the name of a book?
That's the whole name
Dave
of the book.
Dave Carson has a cybernetic eye.
So there. Nah.
Wow.
Curse Words number 4. Daredevil number 19.
Is that really the name of the book, or are you not allowed to say what it is?
It's actually it's actually the words Curse Words.
Wow.
It's an image book.
Yep, image book. Independent as we like to have in here. Nothing below that, though.
I like to get low.
Daredevil number 19.
I think the word you're looking for is mainstream independent.
Yeah. Well, that would be my boys over at Marvel putting out that independent flavor with Deadpool number 29.
There's so much diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deadpool's dead.
Yeah.
Kind of. No, he can't die. Doctor Strange number 11. No, 19. Wow. God Country number 4. That's a really hot independent book. The issue one is already up to like 40 or 50 bucks online.
Jeez.
It's crazy. It's also...
And they're only on issue 4, meaning it came out 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's a limited series, too. Like, you're only going to get, like, 5 or 6 of them.
Oh, man, that value's going to tank once the series ends.
I know.
Five
parts. Green Arrow, number 21. Green Lanterns, number 21. Guardians of the Galaxy, Dream On, number 1.
Hmm.
Yay.
Because they need more.
As in response... I'm assuming it's named after the Aerosmith song, I'm guessing?
No, the HBO series, you dork.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with Brian Benben? That's a great show.
That is a great show.
Yeah.
That is a great show.
That is a... Okay, wait.
I just want to fit in.
Don't insert yourself.
How dare you? I insert myself.
Don't insert yourself?
That's great.
Harley Quinn, number 18. Inserting.
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast.
Invincible, number 35.
Thank you.
What the hell?
Justice League, number 19. Redneck, number 1. That's Image, right? He's a cannibal?
He's a redneck cannibal?
No, he lives in a trailer.
That too.
Oh, man. I want to read that.
He lives in a trailer, but the trailer's on block.
And he kills varmints.
I want to read that.
Royals number 2.
Mm.
The Inhumans royal family. Secret Empire number 0 of 9. With probably some revelations about Captain America being a Nazi and all that. Star-Lord number 6. Super Sons number 3. Superman number 21.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 14.
Boo.
Monsters Unleashed number 1. Ganon just got hit for that. Monstrous number 11. That's a very popular one.
Wait, Monstrous?
Monstrous number 11.
From,
are you going to boo that one too? Is that one not obscure
good.
Enough for you
no,
now?
It's pretty
since
good.
It's, everybody likes it.
It's pretty good, but I'm waiting for the trades.
Monstrous?
The first
is
trade just came out.
I don't think there's enough S's at the end of that.
Monstrous.
Monstrous.
Hey, stop it.
Make it sound like steam
don't
is escaping.
Don't me.
Hey.
You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Wow.
Wow. Because I practice in the mirror at home.
Wow. I'm scared.
Yeah.
It shows.
Usually without clothes on.
I can see where all the attention goes to.
That's true.
Moon Knight number 13. Nick Fury, number 1. Plastic, number 1 of 5. I don't know what that is. It's an image book again.
Right.
Punisher, number 11. Superwoman, number 9. Totally Awesome Hulk, number 18. Venom, number 6. And Wildstorm, number 3.
Now, let's go back to two things. Number 1, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody got to see
He's
Comic
crazy.
Book Men this past weekend. Comic Book Men. Interesting that they were talking about the possibility of Moon Knight being in the new Defender series on Netflix, which is interesting. But the other thing is that they were talking about speculating in the comic book industry. A guy was trying to buy a first appearance of Moon Knight.
Werewolf by Night, number
Werewolf
32.
Werewolf by Night, number 32, exactly. And
it's an incredibly hot book right now.
It is, and they say it's so hot that that speculators are all over it, and it was interesting because
what's the problem with the spec market is you hear about a hot book and you don't understand why the character is popular or understand who that character
is appealing to. Yeah.
And you just blindly invest in something and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was an obscure character, which is part of why he's so awesome to his diehard fans, is because he's basically like Marvel's answer to Batman, but in some cases darker and cooler.
Can I tell you something? Moon Knight is probably one of the only, like, Marvel characters that I actually think is like I really like Moon Knight
because he's deep and intricate like Todd likes.
I like him.
He's the only Marvel comic that Todd will let you read.
No, but it's interesting that they were making jokes about how speculating could bring down the market again on the show.
That's what does bring down the market is speculating. People who don't love comics buying comics because they think they're valuable. That is what's going to tank the value because they prices get artificially tanked. The real price is the value you hold in it. And if only the people who love comics are buying it, they're still going to be expensive because we really like our comics. Sure. And that's why it's so attractive. But the price starts to get overinflated when everybody's just buying for spec.
So does that mean that you have a Werewolf by Night number 32 in here?
No, that's why I'm talking like that.
Just checking.
No, I know some guys with a couple issues, but it hasn't really been on my list.
Right.
And when it's hot like this, it's not a good time to buy it to sell it.
I must have missed the announcement that Moon Knight was actually going to be on the Defenders. Did I miss a bus on that or something?
Is he?
He's not going to. No.
That's
total speculation.
That's speculation.
Okay, that is speculation.
That's why they call it a speculator's market.
From the beginning of the Netflix series, they.
I get it.
They were saying Moon Knight would be awesome for that. His tone would match Netflix really well.
Mm-hmm.
But they never, ever talked about him officially.
Okay. I like Moon Knight a lot. I always have everything that I read about him, so I've enjoyed his work. Anywho, that's all those comics you can get right here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can also get great collectible figures along with collectible toys and retro games. You can check that out here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. And by the way, before I forget, I want to let you guys know that the Nerd Watch is going to be at the University of Hawaii Maui campus this Thursday, 5:00, over at the, what are they called?
The multi-purpose room.
The multi-purpose room.
Above the fitness room?
Above the fitness room. Over at the University of Hawaii Maui campus. You guys can check us out for retro game night, and you can check out the, it's sponsored by the Strategic Gaming Society and the Nerd Watch. We're going to be joining them. We're going to be walking around, maybe doing a little potting. So, and Maui Comics will be there. And he's got
Lindsay will be there too.
Who's going to be there?
Lindsay.
Lindsay's going to be there as well?
Hi.
Huh? Does she know that? Does she know?
I don't know. I just threw it out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going.
Night Darling's going to be there at 5:00. It's new. It's going to be a retro game night. Board games, all games are accepted from console to games to card games.
But we're
going to
have a lot of retro games.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the old TV, so we can do.
Are you bringing any of your stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be Maui Comics and Hawaii Retro Gamers. We're all going to be bringing our stuff together to support the event.
Yeah. So you can check us out at the UHMC, as it were. Nerd Watch will be there 5:00. Is it 5:00 or is it? Did they say 5:45?
Sure,
something around there.
Yeah, we're going to be there at 5:00
to
set up.
Milling about
so
outside.
I'm sure you can ask any of those nerds that'll be milling about. So why don't you let your nerd flag fly?
I think the earliest system, because Carl asked if we have Pong, I think the earliest system we have to set up is Atari 2600. Maybe Pong's on that system.
It's,
I think so.
I mean, I'm sure that somebody can
there. I don't know if anyone's
pull out
there. I just want to know, can you play E.T. there?
Yeah.
No, that's not allowed. We don't talk about E.T.
Yeah. Somebody
like the best Atari game ever.
I'm sure somebody pull out their ColecoVision.
Somebody
be pretty crazy.
A bunch of them in a landfill.
So check us out.
Surplus because that game was so big.
Yeah, I bought that game when I. Yeah. Anyway, don't get me started.
Do you still have it?
I'm still
worth like $1 billion.
I'm still sore about it. I did
and
too.
I gave it to Alika.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he made somebody.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
No.
I'll give $5 if you take this.
No wonder.
The store is still here, so I'm guessing.
I was going to say. I mean, the store is still here, so I'm pretty sure that he sold that ET. I'm guaranteed. Anyway, getting into the business of what's going on here. First of all, let's go to Lindsay, aka Night Darling.
Yo.
She was at Kawaii Con 2017.
So was Todd.
Todd gave us all of his exploits.
I gave you like half. I saved the good stuff for her.
Okay.
Thank you, Todd. So we
brought you here to comment on all of this new stuff, but we also wanted to know about your adventures at Kawaii Con. How did that go for you?
Kawaii Con was a lot of fun.
Was
I loved it. Yes.
You, I saw pictures of you at the con, and I saw that you even signed a Nintendo Switch. Was that not right? Did you sign that?
I signed, yes.
Wow.
A Nintendo Switch. I signed some pretty crazy things at KoiCon this year, and Nintendo Switch was probably one of like the most craziest besides the boob that I signed.
Okay, wait, hang on. Just in case no one knows what a boob... No, I'm just kidding.
What a boob.
Just in case if no one knows, of course, Night Darling is a famous cosplayer. You did Attack on Titan like you're wearing tonight.
Yes.
You also did Korra.
Yes.
As well. And what was the other?
Juzo.
Juzo.
From Tokyo Ghoul. Yes.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
So she had her own booth this year for the first time ever.
This is the first time that I ever had a booth at any convention. It was...
What?
Wait.
I was just going to say. Whoa.
Oh, man. I just love how people like to crap on the Mario Comic Con.
My first booth at an Oahu convention.
Yeah.
Which, now that you're on air, I'm going to put you on the spot since you... that I hope you'll be back next year to take care of the cosplay contest with us again.
Of course, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's really interesting now that you had your own booth in Oahu.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
That was really good. I was really happy to be in one spot, so mm-hmm. people knew where to find me.
Okay, cool.
Instead of like me roaming around and like in panels here mm-hmm. and there and upstairs, mm-hmm. downstairs, mm-hmm. I was in one spot, so everybody kind of knew where to find me,
sure.
and they could pick up prints and I could talk story with them. So it was really nice getting to meet all of the fans finally.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
So and really connect with them.
Were you prepared for the onslaught that occurred on that weekend?
Not at all. I was not prepared at all. It was crazy.
Oh,
it was
man.
A lot of fun. There was so much things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But very thankful for the overall experience.
Good. Well, let's get back to the boob.
Yes.
What?
I signed a boob.
How did
Super
that?
Super Saiyan boob.
Was that right or left boob?
It was his.
Oh, his.
Left boob.
I don't care what
this all story. Of a sudden, I suddenly got disinterested.
Not interested anymore.
It was a man's boob.
That's not it.
So it was a moob. But.
Yeah. You should have led with moob and not with boob.
Okay. Getting everybody excited here.
I think that's the name
no
of the
reason.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, you named one, G.
Yeah, I did.
Yay.
I don't think it's going to stick.
You should have led better than that.
Yeah, so I signed a moob, and then I signed the Nintendo Switch. Was so crazy.
Okay, what... What would persuade or what would motivate a guy to have his chest signed like that or his left?
He just want to be fondled by a cute girl, maybe.
It's possible, I guess.
I think that's probably his motivating factor.
You've never had your nipples touched, Greg?
TMI.
Okay. Not the point.
Do you want me to sign your boob?
No, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I think that's what he's getting at.
What I'm saying is
we should do it on camera.
Live, right?
Yeah. You're in
somebody pass me a Sharpie.
No, you're in public. And I mean you're just kind of enjoying the KoiCon, and all of a sudden there's something that motivates you to just throw your shirt up and go, Hey, stranger person who I think your cosplay is great, would you sign my chest?
He did it to make his other friend jealous.
Oh.
He was a really big fan of mine, and he wasn't there at KoiCon, so he was like, I need you to sign my boob to make my friend jealous, who's not here right now, and mm-hmm. he's a really, really big fan of yours, and here's a Sharpie I'm about to sign.
No, you're not signing. Stop.
Boob.
It's not happening.
There's cosplayers I'd want to sign their boob, but
sure.
That's a hard sell.
Yeah, that's a definite
like, I
want to sell.
Sign you. Is that okay? I don't think I can make that work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
they would be covered. Well, that's...
Some interesting signage going on.
Can I just say that must have been really cool for you? I mean, the whole event.
Every year I sign something really odd. Last year at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, I signed a lightsaber. Like, one of those, like, legit ones.
Really?
Yeah, it was like $800. And he was like, can you sign my lightsaber? I'm like, this thing is so expensive. I don't want to touch it. He was like, just sign it. And it was like...
Wow. Wow.
And so the same guy who made me sign his lightsaber last year mm-hmm. is the same guy who made me sign his Nintendo Switch this year.
Wow.
And
wow.
then he put my sticker on the back of the Nintendo Switch too.
Wow.
So that's
I
very
am
cool.
like all
very
over
neat.
That Switch.
Yeah. Or creepy, whichever.
I know. And then I signed some pops that I cosplayed before. Mm-hmm. And then normal prints and stickers and stuff like that.
Has he ever sent pictures of his shrine to you?
Yeah. Not at all.
Okay, good.
No.
Just checking.
Automatic block.
Just checking. It's coming. It's coming.
You make that sound like it's creepy, is it?
I don't know. It's 2017.
Let me think about that. I think it's just as creepy as a guy walking
around. Okay, what about like if you made a book? Like,
well, so I'm saying, okay? I think it's just as creepy as a guy with a portfolio full of those cosplays that they carry around.
If the book's cover was made of skin.
Point taken.
Or hair.
hair.
Hey, it can be made of skin. It doesn't have to. You guys are making it sound like it's human skin.
It's true.
Not necessarily
that's
human
true.
Skin.
So, now I want.
Mine is.
I need.
It's not, it doesn't have to.
I need you to verify. The story that Todd gave at the con was he as sold out and depressed looking as he said he was?
Yeah.
Every time I passed by, I had to make sure that I checked on him and made sure that he was okay.
You're looking
he
for a heartbeat?
Kind of, yeah. A pulse. Just kind of checking in on him, making sure, are you alive and well?
Barely.
Let's take a picture just to kind of lively it up a bit.
Wow,
and,
true.
You know. So it was. I had to check on him a couple times, but it was so nice to have him in the same building.
Oh, for sure.
Just to have Maui in the same building.
Oh, yeah.
Super nice. So I was really happy.
They were the only two to represent us.
Were they really?
Much.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Aaron Nakahara was there.
Oh, that's right. Aaron Nakahara was there.
Represent.
But you just left him out of that whole
thing. Sorry. I love you.
Do you know Aaron?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, yeah, because you must have met him at the.
At the Maui Comic Con.
At the Maui Comic Con. Yeah.
She doesn't remember that con, so I don't want to.
Where she debuted her booth.
Wait.
I don't want to bring it up.
Wait,
she's
again.
Not going to remember
what?
It. And it's going to be embarrassing for me.
I remember things.
Yeah. You did something there. I don't remember what it was.
How many people did you go with?
Two.
I didn't go with anybody.
You went by yourself?
I was there for 12 hours by myself.
Oh my gosh, I would have just invited you over to my booth because there was tons of people.
Yeah, no, it was just that I needed somebody to like just watch my table while I went to the lunch. I went to lunch.
Oh. Well,
but
that was
kind of why I was tired. And then also I was hanging out with Charles on Friday night, so.
Oh, okay. That can take a lot out of you.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
was a lot of fun.
I'm sure. Him joining you at your booth would have been interesting. I wonder what his 8x10 glossies look like.
You know what they look like.
That's true.
I'm doing the George Costanza on the crushed velvet settee.
Is that with the? Are you doing
fancy.
The RAR face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Very
Costanza's cool. Got more hair on his chest.
Yeah.
He's jealous.
Speaking of, was it a hairy chest?
It was not.
Okay, good.
It was.
You know, there is a slight
nice.
Chance this guy could be watching us.
Good.
Right now.
Well, he should be ashamed.
You're kind of.
He wishes.
Visit our Patreon.
After visiting mine first.
Tell your friends to watch.
Yeah, tell your friends to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
it
so exciting for
fun.
You.
Yeah,
so
I loved it. I love QuaiCon. It's like a different dynamic.
When's the next event for you?
So the next one is going to be Amazing Hawaii Comic Con.
Yes. Are we getting a booth this year or?
I am planning on getting a booth this year.
Mm.
As much as it's hard for me because I love to like sit in on the panels and, you know, mingle around and stuff.
Sure.
But I think it's more important that I'm in one spot. And Amazing Hawaii Comic Con is really big for like me and my family that's on Oahu, Light Sleepers and Crappy Kids and all the, you know, people who we work with, you know, they'll all have boots and they all want to be like connected together.
Right. Once you get entangled in the nerd culture, it's hard to be a fan anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It
gotcha.
Is.
I gotcha.
You know how that
it's hard
is.
To wait in those lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's mm-hmm. good. We're so, yeah. So I'm guessing that you're hard at work at your next three cosplays.
Right. I'm a little behind, actually, in deciding on what three I want to bring to Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to narrow it down. I'm trying to do one comic, one video game, and one gender bin.
Ooh.
So making sure that it covers kind of all aspects.
Yeah.
And just this year for Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, very much so stepping my game up.
Nice.
Down.
What are we doing?
And I want to.
Can you give us one? Maybe just one. What are you thinking?
Lately, I've been looking. Okay, like what I've been looking at was Scarecrow from Batman.
Wow.
And, you know, but doing like a gender bend version of that, you know, a little bit more feminine, sexy, but still have that eerie, creepy feeling of it. So I've been kind of looking into that and looking at the build of it all and just kind of like getting it in my head and seeing how I would make it work.
Nice.
So that's one thing that I can say for now that I'm looking into doing. That would probably be like a really intense build for me because there's so many different parts and pieces.
Sure, sure.
You know, just the hand alone.
Go easy on the burlap. It's itchy stuff.
I know. That's why. That too. You know, you got to think comfortability when you're all day in a convention. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Hay and burlap in Honolulu.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The humidity.
Exactly. So it's a little tricky.
It sounds like you've done this before,
yeah.
Death, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Or you can, like, distress it in a way to kind of make it look like
you
it.
You can fake the lookout.
So there's options of it.
Oh, just body paint it.
Oh, body paint it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
My line will be extra long.
Well, whoever took that. I'm going to bring it up regardless.
Okay.
Your final night there, where whatever hotel you were staying at, you took a beautiful shot of yourself.
Oh, here we go.
hang on a second. No. This is the other one. This is the other one. You took a beautiful shot of yourself behind the Honolulu skyline.
Yes.
You were facing the camera. You were facing the camera.
Yeah.
Beautiful picture, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that professionally done? Great shot on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, that was great done on an iPhone 7.
Shut up.
Yes.
Wow.
The iPhone 7 works great. The lighting from the, you know, the backlight of everything really made the picture outstanding. And only one filter. I didn't, like, go crazy on the filter, so there was just one filter over it.
Speaking of backlight, the other picture, though, that one will... No, I'm just kidding. We'll say that's for her other followers. Anyway.
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. those were some great pictures you took. Beautiful pictures there.
Thank you.
So stoked that you're going to be doing amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Alika's hopefully going to be able to do it. We're looking to do it as well.
I think we're super excited.
We are going to be there.
Yay!
We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to be pulling Chris Claremont away and getting yelled at by his wife again.
All right, cool. I'm down.
Todd McFarlane. That's our get this year.
We're getting Todd McFarlane?
No. We're gonna hustle for Todd McFarlane.
We're gonna hustle for Todd?
We're gonna hustle for him.
All right. Yeah. I hustle for this Todd all the time. I tell everybody how great he is.
You don't have to hustle for this Todd, though.
Oh, that's true. I don't. That's a good point.
Wow,
anyway.
Being really nice
to I'm just going to tell Todd, like, it's I have this really rare baseball, but you got to do my pod.
You got to do my pod.
Can you come every time?
She knows she's welcome any time to come to the show.
No, you know what? Legit, since she's here, I have to bring this up. The one time that she was here and I wasn't, I had people complaining that I wasn't on the show because she was.
That is true.
Right. That's right.
That is true.
They complained to me that I was gone from the show, but she took my place.
Aunt, whatever your name is.
Yeah. The residents that live at the property that I work at, they don't like seeing a prettier face than mine.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Sorry.
I would think her instead of me is better, but I guess not.
With Alika here, they should be used to it.
Make sure you hashtag that sorry not sorry again. That's good.
Sorry not sorry.
That's good. Well,
here I was thinking, you know, she'd be better to look at than me, but apparently not. They're like, I didn't see you on the show, but there was a pretty girl there. Why?
I took your spot, sucker.
That's true.
Sometimes Gam needs a night off.
Yeah, no kidding.
One night off.
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
Hey, so, gentlemen and lady, let's get into some nerd stuff, shall we?
Yes.
Kawaii Con's not for nerds.
No, well, I'm talking about...
Says the guy who doesn't watch too much anime.
That's true.
That's a good point.
He doesn't watch too much anime, this one.
No, I don't.
And he hates it.
Yeah, well, some
feels
of them.
On Crayon Shin-chan.
Yeah, not a fan. I can't handle
it. Best show ever.
I love Crayon Shin-chan.
Don't ingratiate yourself, Todd. Stop it.
That's how I got on this show.
That's true.
True story.
That's true story.
Real life.
I love that.
I'm still waiting for my interview.
I'll never forget that.
Now that we've gotten to know you, the interview offer's been received.
Okay. Good,
because I'm a permanent fixture on this show.
Yeah. I'll never forget that day. Alika comes to me and tells me, listen, there's this guy we need to talk to and interview. His name, and who said, who is he?
And then there's this other guy named Todd that I know.
He's always here, so
yeah. That's exactly how it went. It was pretty crazy.
He's going to be here regardless.
And then he came down
his
one
wife
time.
His wife keeps telling me just have him on the show.
And never left. It's pretty crazy. Now we can't not have him. That's how bad it's gotten.
I left for 2 months. Didn't that help?
No, it didn't.
They were really sad about that because I was here at that time and you weren't here. We were really bummed about it. All they could talk about was why you're not here.
I think those were the 2 weeks we won awards, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I remember something.
That was when everybody was giving money to the Patreon.
Actually, I was going
to
say, Patreon patronage actually went up that 2 months.
We got
so
$6.
You got $6. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway.
Show. Yes.
Now, shall we talk about, you know what? We'll talk about Fate of the Furious after. It's in the pop culture zeitgeist, so it has to be broached, but we will talk about it.
We will talk about it.
But first, I think the thing we need to talk about now, of course, is this past weekend was Star Wars Celebration, 40th anniversary of the original Star Wars held in Florida. I pretty much watched all the panels. But of course, I didn't watch the Star Wars Battlefront 2 panel, which I wanted to see. The most important thing was...
What about the games?
Yeah. The most important thing about this weekend, though, was we finally got to see...
That's the one thing I wanted to talk about.
It's the one thing I didn't see, which I want to do. We finally got to see the teaser trailer for the all-new Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Directed by the one and only Rian Johnson. So I shall go around the table and see what everybody thought of the film, or excuse me, the trailer itself. Did you get to watch it, my dear? Did you get to watch it, Lindsay?
No, I'm scared too.
Are you one of those that doesn't like to watch stuff?
I'm scared. I'm terrified.
Wow. Okay.
It was hard enough for me to watch Logan.
Wow. Yeah. So you didn't watch the trailer for episode 8. That's fine.
Ray adamantium claws in this one.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
She has lightsaber claws.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So Gannon, we got a lot of quick cuts. We got a lot of symbolism in this one, in this trailer. What did you think of the episode 8 trailer?
It was almost identical to the Force Awakens trailer in a weird way.
That's what I was going to say.
I guess it's completely different footage, but the way the shots were thrown at you is almost like I was not surprised.
Someone actually did a comparison.
It was so funny because I watched it. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, somebody's going to put a comparison video up, and it was up within the day. Mm. And it is eerie because there's a side by side comparison. So it's like they obviously picked the shots to evoke the exact same Force Awakens. But the thing that's strange to me about it is, like, why do we need a teaser trailer?
At
this stage of the game, why do we need a teaser trailer for this new trilogy? Right. Just give us a regular, legit trailer already.
Uh-huh. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Just teased out images of characters we already know and little to no context, which I guess fine if it's a teaser trailer, but sure. I mean...
That was what they had for the celebration.
What things that are considered teaser trailers in other realms, like in the Thor Ragnarok trailer, I'm not going to get into that debate anymore.
Don't.
But you get more context to the story of Thor Ragnarok's trailer than you do, and that's still considered a teaser trailer. It's listed as a teaser trailer.
Sure.
Same thing with the Justice League one. You get a little bit of context. Mm. The Last Jedi one is just a handful of images of characters you already know with audio from the original trilogy.
Right. So there is some interesting imagery in there. And I thought that some of it worked for me. Some of it was a little bit, I'm not sure what's going on here. Todd, did you have that same feeling about the trailer?
I had such a visceral reaction to it.
How visceral?
Oh.
It just, oh man, it got me right in the Force Awakens.
Oh man.
No, I actually didn't.
That's the name of the podcast.
Got me right.
That's the name of the podcast.
We have many names tonight.
Right there in the Force Awakens.
It split me right up the middle of the Force Awakens.
There you go. Yeah.
It attacked me right in the clones.
Oh man.
That's
I knew
better.
What the Revenge of the Sith was after that for sure. I don't know. I got nothing. No.
A new hope. I was feeling left out.
Oh man, it didn't hit me the way that the Force Awakens trailer hit me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people cried
Yeah.
The other one. This one, not so much.
Yeah. I cried. I was the one.
I think the anticipation is because everybody just wants to know what the heck's going on after the miserable failure that was Force Awakens. I mean, what I mean is...
Ooh.
In storytelling, not in box office, because obviously I was wrong.
I don't know. And maybe I would say I'm guilty of this as much as the next guy. I mean, I might be getting too jaded now for these things.
I can see that. And
we're getting older. Growing up.
Well, but not only that, but it's like we're way too aware
you're
of all this stuff
now.
Yeah.
Why would we be excited about a new Star Wars movie when we know we're going to get one every single year, no matter how good it is or not?
Yeah,
agreed.
There's not really much to be excited about because no matter what we're going to get, we know we're getting a new one.
Yeah,
lightsaber. Agreed.
You can't be right? You can't be jaded because if you're jaded, that means pretty soon you're going to be coming in talking about like how you regret getting your tattoos pretty soon, and that's just going
to
be.
What are you trying to say?
I don't think I can handle that.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying,
you're
though.
Only into
what, you think my tattoos suck or something?
No, I'm just saying that you may regret them later. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I regretted them almost the second I got them. That's got nothing to do with Star Wars.
Okay. I was right
then. I would definitely regret a Star Wars tattoo.
So, Format, your feeling on that was okay? Same as everybody else?
It was cool, but I wanted more. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool to see, but, you know, it wasn't anything really new. Like, we knew she was training.
Yeah.
We knew Finn is down. We knew, you know what I mean? There's nothing new. It's just...
Guess, by the way, there's an Asian in this one.
Ew!
Yeah, it's a girl, right?
Yeah.
I forget what her
name is. It's an Asian girl.
Ooh.
This is Jubilee or something, right?
Is that the pronoun you're going with now?
Yeah. It was an
this
Asian
is
girl.
It's just the B-roll from Force Awakens. Yeah. That's what it is. They're like, this is all the cutscenes.
There is one tantalizing thing.
Sean said her name is Lindsay.
Hey. I didn't want
to
tell y'all.
There is one tantalizing bit in the whole trailer.
What's that?
I think everybody's taking it to the wrong extreme. They're, like, at the very end of it, Luke says, you know, this will be the, you know.
We have to end the Jedi. We've got to end the Jedi. Like
The Jedi must end.
Some people have taken that to mean that he's gone off the deep end and he's turned evil on us. But I think I really honestly believe it's probably going to be more of like, you know what?
Philosophically.
The Jedi's need to end. We need to do something new.
Yeah, because what if the Jedi end, then who is going to cause all the conflict in the galaxy?
But it's not...
For the great Jedi.
I mean,
that's where it is.
Okay, but picture Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And your entire history is dictated by who your father was.
Right. Yeah.
Your father was evil, and he was the most powerful guy.
Yeah, he was.
In the Jedi or whatever. Then you're Luke. You're the guy that's the last hope.
Mm-hmm.
Things still go bad because when you train somebody else, he turns evil too. So maybe in Luke's eyes, he's just like, you know, this whole Jedi thing just doesn't work anymore. We need to make something new out of this.
It must not be
working. I think it's probably going to be more like that.
It must not be working because he tucked tail and ran in the first Force Awakens.
He did exactly
movie.
What Yoda did.
Yeah, he tucked tail and ran. And
the Force Awakens,
and allowed his nephew to kill one of his best friends. Or his best friend in Han Solo. What a jerk.
Well, if you watch a lot of
Best friend or romantic rival?
Dun, dun, dun.
For his
for if you count incest
no, but
as romantic.
But, oh, boy. Going back to all the panels from Star Wars Celebration,
yes,
though.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Mark Hamill owned that whole weekend.
He was great, and
because
by the way,
every single panel I've watched that he was in was fantastic.
Bang on, I agree.
The whole Remembrance of Carrie Fisher they did was just a one-man show thing.
Yep,
it was so good.
The Carrie Fisher thing was the memorial to her was fantastic. Was
he's been
great.
Waiting 45 years to do this though.
You are such a jerk.
No, I'm just saying, like he's been like this is his thing.
It's true.
Like,
I guess
if you watch any of his interviews from like 1984, 1985, after Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
he's still talking about the plans that George Lucas had.
Yeah.
To make it.
Yeah,
really,
that's fair.
This giant thing.
He did. He did blab that was the plan from the start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like. You know what my favorite thing was?
You know what's eerie is that one of the interviews they actually he says in the year like 2011, like he gets the year like dead on when the. Last triquel will come out.
Right.
Yeah,
it was my. There's
the one that George Lucas denied was happening.
My two favorite things from the Star Wars experience this year was number one, George Lucas put everybody, including Disney, on blast when he said these movies, and I agree with him 150%. These movies are for 12-year-olds.
I still don't agree with
that
statement.
And I completely agree with him because
I do not.
I do, and I think that he makes a perfect. And that's exactly what he did with the
okay,
with the
original. I do not, and here's why. why, because when he made the original trilogy, he never talked down to any of those 12-year-olds for the sake of entertainment. But he did for the prequel trilogy. He made stupid fart jokes. He made silly accents. He made racial derogatory.
Different era, different
doesn't
time.
Matter. He didn't have to do. He did not have to do that in the late 70s, early 80s.
12-year-olds, regardless of the era.
It's the thing that Stan Lee knew. It's the thing that George Lucas used to know. If you want to tell, if you want to tell stories to younger people, you do not have to talk down to them. He forgot that. And he just had about 10 or 15 years to think about a reason to justify what he has done.
I
still disagree with him. You do not have to talk down to children to tell them the story.
I am a staunch defender of the prequel trilogy.
Of course you are.
I think
because everybody else hates them.
I am a staunch defender of them because that is a real vision as opposed to what we got with The Force Awakens. Hopefully that improves with Episode 8. Hopefully it does.
Episode 8.
Episode 8. But yeah, that was one of my favorite takeaways. I love that. And the second big there was something else that happened there. The interview with Harrison Ford being his first time at an actual Star Wars experience was really great. I remember seeing that.
No, what was really great is when somebody asked him if he was looking forward to seeing the Han Solo movie, and he flat out was like, "Not really."
Yeah.
He flat out was just like, "Not really." Not really excited about
not
it.
Really excited
why would
about
I be?
Yeah, why?
I already made those movies.
Yeah, seriously.
That's all he said, though, just not really.
Yeah.
With a smile on his face.
I mean, he's being Harrison Ford. Like, you know, nerds have gotten up at Comic-Con and been like, what would Han Solo say to Indiana Jones? He'd be like, "Hi, how are you?"
That's freaking awesome,
nerd.
Why don't you sit back down, you jerk?
Harrison Ford is too cool.
He's awesome. But yeah,
kind of too cool for his audience.
Yeah, I think that was a really good. I think the teaser trailer was okay. My thoughts on it were is that there was just too much visuals. I didn't think that. I like the new visuals. I thought that they were good. I love Rian Johnson as a director. If you've never seen Looper, which is one of his movies along with Brick, great movies. You'll get a sense of what kind of director he is and where we're going with Episode 8, which would be very cool. Check out Looper. Looper's fantastic, in my opinion.
Except for Joseph Gordon-Levitt's nose appliance.
wait. He also had a fake chin, too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did. But also, one of the other great things was they also revealed the teaser poster. Which is
the
a great.
Poster's better than the trailer.
I think. Yeah, I was going to say the poster. I think is better than the trailer itself.
It was very retro.
Yeah, it was supremely. It was actually very retro. But also that it leaves you with that. Hey, it looks like Luke is joining his nephew on the dark side, which
is
very cool.
There's no backgrounds.
What if? Okay, let's just because we only got a few minutes left here. What if? Luke. What if Luke does? What if he is prophesied? What if he isn't the chosen one?
They won't do that because they already did that in a Dark Horse comic, and they already said that that's not canon. So they're not going to do that.
Well, I'm thinking that what if they did?
The
only reason I say, and this is why I only say, the only reason
that they said isn't canon that they're slowly converting into canon.
Yeah, like Thrawn, that is being converted into canon.
Thrawn.
Yeah, but yeah, Thrawn is. But Thrawn's not.
Wait. Oh, hurry up, would you? You're getting up. I can't believe it. During the show. Anyway,
I'll take his place.
Yeah. He's. I think he's got to use the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah. So
here's wait for me.
Here's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is this: if it would behoove Luke to actually follow his blood into the dark side. That would be interesting. Maybe he has been setting this up the whole time. The reason why I say this is maybe he's the guy that set it up because maybe that's the reason why he ran away. He was waiting for all of this stuff to happen so he could come back and he could take over as the new quote-unquote emperor.
No, it's not going to... I mean, no, there's no way he's going to be able to create balance within the Force by becoming emperor of the galaxy.
Maybe but that's the point. Maybe
it's fiscal balance.
There you go. Yeah,
it's all politics.
It's actually all politics.
Yes.
We had this conversation at the end of Force Awakens, and I told you that what they're hinting at is a new way to create balance in the Force. And it's not that the Jedi's ever win over the dark side. There's no way that you can create balance
if
if one entity takes control.
Right.
So there, he's figured out a way for Jedis and Sith to coexist. And I think that he's going out, he's going to seek that ultimate end.
Man, what I'm just saying that what if he's found a way to tip the scale? That's what I'm saying.
There's no balance if its scale is tipped.
So what I'm saying is that if the prophecies have been incorrect this whole time, what if the prophecy about there being balance to the Force this whole time not being an actual thing? That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. They wouldn't pull the rug out from underneath us like that.
Well,
what's the whole point in asking Rey, what do you see? Light, darkness, balance.
I guess that's true. Yeah, maybe. I'm.
Did you not watch the trailer?
That's true. But I was. Man, I don't know.
You got moved now.
I was hating.
You got moved now.
It's got the
got
sour moved. Taste of Force Awakens in my mouth.
You lost your chair.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dang.
I'll squeeze
that over.
Yeah,
you will.
Yeah,
mind
you
the
will.
Cooler.
Anyway.
Sorry, I went pee.
Star Wars trailer, Episode 8, The Last Jedi. By the way, Rian Johnson has confirmed that The Last Jedi is not plural. It is singular. And it has always been singular-minded when they made it. So it's The Last Jedi is a singular... It's singular in use in verbiage.
I hope
so
they name it something other than Grey Jedi, because Grey Jedi still has
sounds crap.
That it's Jedi,
right? So you're not. So you're not. You're not dark. You're not light. You're.
You're in between.
You're Gandalf,
pretty much.
Asian.
Gandalf the Grey.
Gandalf the Grey. See what? But what could you call it? I mean, I couldn't think of a
Jif. I don't know.
Gred eye? No?
Sed eye.
Maybe Sed eye, not Gred eye.
What's Sed eye?
A gray Sed eye.
A gray
what if
Sed-eye.
He changed his wardrobe entirely and just called himself a brown eye?
Oh. Oh. Hey.
He's kind of what he looked like at the end of Force Awakens anyway.
He'll look like Zardoz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zardoz.
I'm into that.
An underrated classic starring Sean Connery and directed by John Borman.
And his chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
And his bikini thong.
I think it's on an episode of MST3K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. Is that it's just about time for us to bid everybody adieu. We're going to talk about... We can stay with Facebook Live. We can do all this stuff. We'll talk about Fate of the Furious. We'll talk about the Deadpool announcement. We'll talk about Krypton, the television series trailer that we saw. A lot of stuff coming up here very shortly. But before we go on the main show here, do want to send a big shout out to everybody that listens to us on iTunes and on Audioboom. Check us out on iTunes and Audioboom. Subscribe, like it, review it. Let us know what you guys think. Also, you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You guys can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. You guys can follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And you can follow us on the Twitters at NerdWatch Nation as well. Please, by all means, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. We are fan and we are fan supported. We haven't monetized anything other than Patreon, so we depend on you guys to get the word out. And I hope you guys enjoy us enough to throw us a buck or two. That'd be fantastic.
Yay.
Couple of shekels, as it were.
More than $6.
Yes, that'd be great. Lindsay,
more than
Nightingale Cosplay,
yes,
has joined us this evening. We thank you so much for coming, my dear. You are more than welcome to stay, but I know that you are a busy lady, so if you've got to go over this time, got to go, it's fine with us. But where can everybody catch you, and where can everybody check you out next, and where can we find you on the social medias?
Social medias is basically just Instagram, Nightingale Cosplay, Instagram. I also have a Facebook, but I don't really monitor that much. I'm usually just on Instagram. And then next con is Amazing Hawaii Comic Con.
And that what dates are those again? Do you remember August
Alika?
I think the 20th to the 22nd?
Nope.
They got it
wrong. If only Jimmy J was watching
like,
right now.
It's like,
he abandoned us this time.
It's like I think it's like the 6th, 7th, and 8th or something like that.
Really?
No, but that was Hawaii Con.
Nobody knows.
No,
it's sometime in August.
It's exactly it's 2 weeks in between Amazing Hawaii Comic Con and Comic Con Honolulu.
Yeah. Okay.
Comic Con Honolulu happens the weekend after
August 25th to
27th.
Thank you, Swan.
August 25th through the 27th.
Amazing is 25th Amazing. This one.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we'll see everybody.
Yeah. August 25th through 27th. Check Amazing her out at Night Darling Cosplay.
William Shatner will be
on
there.
Instagram.
Todd Bernardi will be there.
Yeah. Yes, he will and I'm be. Not kidding like I usually am. He really is going to be there.
Yeah.
He's really going to be there. I hope they bring Green Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
If you are not following Lindsay, you're stupid.
Jason David Frank?
Yeah, I don't know. Is he?
I met Rufio.
Yeah,
yeah,
you did.
Oh. Lucky Duck.
You met
Daddy, Mr. Bosco.
Yeah, Mr. Ooh. Bosco. Yeah. Yeah, man. Sheesh.
What did he have going on over there? I forgot to ask.
A line.
That's it? Just
stuff? He didn't do a special tap dance.
No. But like was he just doing it just because of him, or did he? Was he doing his Kickstarter thing?
Was he promoting his Rufio fan film?
No, he wasn't promoting anything very much. Okay. Not too much.
He was just there. Mm-hmm.
He was just there to be there.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You come to the islands. You Filipino. You famous. You get hounded.
Yes.
Just look at Joe Coy.
Yeah, look at Joe Coy. Yep. Exactly.
The whitest Filipino that's not G-Money.
Yeah. The problem is I'm not brown enough. And I'm not Jewish. Anyway. of course, a big shout-out to Todd Bernardi and Gannon, our one and only punk rock superstar, horror aficionado. He's going to tell us about The Void, the all-new horror movie coming up in the next show that we're going to have. Wow. Format, the gaming guru. We'll talk about DVD and Blu-ray releases as well. If there's any game releases at all, we'll talk about that as well. A lot of stuff coming up. We just missed out on. We've just been having so much fun. So for Alika, the chairman of the comic book board, who pretty much has played Switch this last 3 months.
yes.
Or a month and a half,
what
I should say.
Not Switch, just exclusively this Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah.
You're
true.
The guy on a couch from the David Chappelle movies.
I'll have you know I've obtained two of the Divine Beasts.
Right.
Wow.
And he still has his horse named Queef.
Yeah.
Sadly, Queef.
Yeah. He just got a purple rupee.
He had to eat Queef.
Yeah. And before I forget, Charlie Murphy, may you rest in peace, sir. You are a very, very, very funny man.
Darkness.
Charlie Murphy. We're
out
of time.
Is no longer spreading.
We've been out of time.
That's right. We're out of time. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll be back with possibly on Facebook Live if you guys want us to be for another episode talking about more nerd stuff right here. So until then.
He wants lunges.
Oh, does he? Until next time, we say to you guys, next week, we'll say to you guys, aloha.
Alika ate the queef.